It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Friday. All kinds of stuff going on. We've got the Republican Party state elections coming up tomorrow in Winnemucca. We had a chance to visit with Annie Black. Hopefully we'll get a chance to visit with the chairman, Michael McDonald. He is running for re-election, but he's being challenged by Annie Black. And this is going to be interesting to see what happens. This is the party faithful. These are the card-carrying members, so to speak. So we'll find out. We'll find out what goes there. I've just got to say it. Was that the lousiest opening game of the National Football League season? I mean, that was sloppy. Penalty filled. It was just ugh. The only thing was it was the Bears, and the Packers. Black and blue division. But it was a horrible, horrible football game. I mean, it really was. I want to throw a couple of ideas out, and we'll get to your calls at 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And this whole notion of whether we should have, this was something I first heard the Seattle City Council dealt with this. And I'm not sure if they passed it or if they didn't pass it, but it is what is called a robot tax. If your company lays off a bunch of people, replaces them with robots, then the company will have to pay a tax called a robot tax. Now, I want you to listen. This is the political odd couple, I think is the best way to put it. Bill de Blasio was on with Tucker Carlson. And this was last night on Fox News Channel. This is cut one. But I want you to listen to and tell me if this explanation makes sense. Is this what's going to happen, that we're going to end up having robots control everything, nobody will work? That's Andrew Yang's deal. That's why he wants to pay everybody $1,000 a month. Because too many people are being replaced with robots. Here's Bill de Blasio last night on Fox News Channel.
Bill Gates actually was the first one, I think, to call for, which is a quote-unquote robot tax. It says simply You know, a worker pays income tax. You take away millions and millions of workers, that's a lot less revenue to take care of all the things we need in our society. And it means, of course, millions and millions of people don't have a livelihood. I believe in work. I think you do, too. I believe we need a future that's based on work. So if a company is going to put thousands of people out of work, they should bear responsibility for making sure those folks get a new job, either in the same company or elsewhere. That tax is both an incentive to keep people on the job in a good way, in a productive way.
Right.
Also provides money to help foster, from the federal level, the kinds of things we need a lot more of. We need a lot more investment in renewable energy and recycling and environmental restitution.
Well,
there's all sorts of
areas. Let me ask you this question, though. Okay, so I'm not sure what I think of the second, but I don't think it's totally crazy. I'm happy to read and think about it more. So we're together up until this point, but if you really believe that automation is a threat to low-skilled jobs, why are you for mass immigration? What are all these people going to do? We're importing with your help.
Look, Tucker, I'm going to finish the point about what we're trying to achieve here, and I certainly want to answer that question. It's an important one. But let's just be clear about the central point here. Right now, there is no American strategy, no federal government strategy to address automation, and it could be the single most disruptive force in our society that we've ever experienced. If you talk about tens of millions of working class and middle class Americans who no longer have work or the prospect of work, that's unacceptable. So the federal government has to step up. There is no strategy now. There's no candidate, in my opinion, who's offering a coherent strategy. I respect
the
NBA
for raising
the issue.
So I agree. I would say that immigration is a close second as a force that's transforming the country. And the two are at cross purposes. So immigrants come here overwhelmingly to work in low-skilled jobs. A lot of those jobs, no matter how hard we try, are going away. This is crazy. Why are we doing this?
Well, let's face it. There's a huge number of jobs right now. And let's take agriculture as an obvious example, where we're in the worst of all worlds. We don't have enough workers to do the work among the people already in this country. And we don't have a coherent immigration system, including something as obvious as a guest worker program, a legal guest
program. Okay, but ag is a small sector. Okay, ag is, and that's a separate debate. I disagree, but that's not, I mean, the much bigger picture is jobs in the service sector are going away that immigrants fill. We're continuing to import immigrants at over a million a year. Why are we doing that?
I appreciate your point. The magnitude here speaks otherwise. Again, let's take that number, 36 million. And there are estimates that go a lot farther than that, Tucker. We're not talking about the impact of immigration compared to that. We're talking about something absolutely seismic. And imagine, I think you and I share this concern. I bet a huge percentage of your viewers do, too. How do we have a threat to our security, to our stability as a country, to our social fabric? And there's no strategy whatsoever. In fact, the recent tax legislation made it worse. Encourage companies to lay off more workers and to put the money into new machines.
I want to throw this out there to you. This idea, because let's face it, and I will admit to this, that when you go to the post office and you use a kiosk instead of going up and standing in line at the post office, that means another postal worker is going to be laid off. Nobody. As much as we joke about the Postal Service and we make fun of them from time to time, and we've used the term going postal over the years, nobody wants to see these people lose their jobs. Nobody. And I guess what comes up, if indeed we are headed to another industrial revolution, and that revolution being artificial intelligence or robots. So what are we going to do about it? Those that are out there that are left will end up getting taxed to death. Is that what it is? We'll see what you think. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines. Again, disregard the messenger. And I want to zero in on the message. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Disregard the messenger. Yes, it's Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, a flaming liberal. Yes. But is he onto something here? The idea that companies that create kiosks instead of counter personnel. Whether and by the way, they do this at the airlines too. Have you seen it at McCarran or Reno Tahoe International? Have you seen this? That they send you to a kiosk, and you get your boarding pass that way. You never even have to talk to anybody. You tell me if that makes sense. That makes no sense at all. And this whole notion that we're going to end up taxing companies when you fire or you lay off individuals and you replace them with a kiosk or a robot. I mean, is Molly Maids going to do that eventually? Where Molly Maids will have machines that end up cleaning your home, vacuuming, dusting? Is that really what's going to happen? And then according to Bill de Blasio, Molly Maids would be hit with a huge tax. Is that what you want? Call me right now. Let me know where we are. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. A little bit later on the program, by the way. We're going to give away another pair of tickets to the 5th Annual Basque Fry coming up a week from tomorrow at the Corley Ranch. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you can be there too. Anyway, we'll talk more about that coming up a little bit later on the show. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Eddie will be leading us off. Everybody else behind Eddie. As we continue Live and Local Now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the chili Colorado combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, I can't believe it. We are a week away from traveling to northern Nevada, the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville, and the 5th annual Basque Fry. This event is so cool. It is so fun. And I want you to be a part of it. So I'm going to give away a pair of tickets right now. Give away a pair of tickets right now to caller number two. Caller number two. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Make sure that you're able to use these tickets, okay? Because if you can't get to Gardnerville, then you probably shouldn't try and win the tickets. I'll just leave it at that. But if you think you can get to Gardnerville, if you live in Sparks or Reno or Lake Tahoe or Ely, perhaps, and you want to come up and enjoy an incredible, incredible morning and afternoon on the Corley Ranch. And can I just tell you, the Corley Ranch is absolutely breathtaking. I mean, I always wondered as a kid growing up what it would be like to live on a ranch. And you see TV shows. How many of you have seen Yellowstone? This looks just like Yellowstone. A little flatter in Gardnerville. But you can see the mountains off in the distance. It's breathtaking. But I've got a pair of tickets. Caller number two, 844. The number two, Nevada. And if you don't know what that is, that's 844-263-8232. So caller number, and this is going to be an amazing, Mick Mulvaney is going to be speaking, the president's chief of staff, Corey Lewandowski, best-selling author. Yeah, Corey Lewandowski. He's going to be there speaking. Matt Schlapp, the guy that created the amazing CPAC and CPAC West. Mercedes Schlapp. Yeah, a former counselor to the president. So we're going to have some fun, but I want to make sure that you can get there and you can get to Gardnerville. It runs 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Weather should be perfect. It ought to be just a fun morning and afternoon. It's going to be a good time, I think. I'll tell you what, let's go to Eddie. Eddie, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes. Well, people have been predicting this a long time, and it really hasn't come true. I mean, they had when I was a kid, George Jetson would work a 3-day week or something, or, you know, so it really hasn't come true. But I could see, you know, if the Atlantic magazine had an article about lethal autonomous robots, LARs, like, you know, replacing people in the battlefield. And you look at the new aircraft carrier that they're trying to get up and running, it uses two-thirds less crew. And even 20 years ago, I was in Japan, they had this pachinko parlor, sort of like pinballs, but you cashed them in for, you know, a radio or a stuffed animal or something. They had this robot going down the machines, cleaning the glass, emptying the ashtray, and filling up the balls, pachinko balls. So, you know, you look at these people swabbing slot machines down around Nevada and that sort of thing. So,
can I ask you, though? So what happens? I'm just thinking, I'm looking out our windows, which are cleaned by people hanging on wires, and they clean the windows. They're window washers. What happens if they find a machine that can do it cheaper than these individuals? Where do these guys go for jobs? Or will they ever be able to find jobs?
Well, I think probably the positive people would say, well, they would work fixing the window washing machines when they break down. That, you know, they would be jobs programming robots, fixing robots, designing robots, and servicing robots. So I think there's not going to be a problem. But the hypocrisy that was pointed out by Carlson there is if there's this big threat to jobs, why are we bringing in people that have very low skills to jobs that are being replaced by self-service, ease of maintenance, and things like that?
They never take vacations. They never take vacations. They never get sick. They never have babysitting problems. And they report to work.
Right. And in America, it's not unusual for upper class people to do, you know, clear brush or work in their garden or hear Martha Stewart showing someone how to, you know, pot some plants and manure. So the upper class doesn't mind doing dirty work, unlike some other countries. I mean, you'll have some vice president out in their garage fixing up an old car, so that it's not where, like, rich people don't want to get their hands dirty in this culture either. So that's another thing that works against do-it-yourself, self-service, ease of maintenance, ease of manufacture, so on and so forth. But it's not a problem yet. If it becomes a problem, then they're going to have to, you know, use some taxes or some sort of incentives to get people to do something else, because we don't have the assets to just sit around and live on stocks and bonds.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the rich obviously do to some extent. Eddie and Henderson, thank you so much. I appreciate the call. That frees up a line you've been trying to get through. Now's your chance. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You know what's coming up next? Our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what's on your mind. Okay? Yeah. You tell us what's on your mind. And I'm so excited. I love this part of the show. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and it is next. All across the state of Nevada and SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. You know what we do in this final half hour? It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in. You tell us what it is that interests you. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week, or it might be something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Let's begin with Mike in Reno. Mike, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks, Kevin. I think we need to have a rational debate on climate change and pollution. And I think this is an area we need to compromise. I don't have cable. I didn't watch that, but I heard your reports and everybody else. And I think, you know, they're hysterical and extreme. And I agree with you. They do want totalitarian control over us, and they're dangerous. That given, there's National Geographic September issue. I don't know if you can pay. Well, you have it on computer. Huge articles on the polar ice caps melting. And that's why Trump wanted to buy Greenland, by the way. I think he's aware.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's why. But I think you should look at it. You know, it's very interesting. I think it's indisputable. They're melting. Now, I'm not that worried about it. We don't know what's going to happen. People are going to have to adjust to things. But we do have a problem with plastic. We have these plastic islands the size of Texas. I know you've all heard about it, floating in the Pacific, in the South Atlantic, in the ocean. This is serious because our oxygen comes from the photoplankton in the ocean and from the rainforest. It's a closed system. I know Republicans don't know any science. They constantly deny these things because they can't psychologically make change. But these things are occurring. And I think we have to adjust with plastic. You know, I got on Rush Limbaugh's show with Mark Stein last Monday, and he let me have my say. I give him credit for that. He disagreed. But this is, you know, we just have to start to make change with plastic. Now there's microplastic particles, and, you know, it's a growing thing. Now, as far as you had a caller who brought up Paul Ehrlich in 1968.
Yep.
He wrote an extremely influential book. I haven't read it, The Population Bomb, where he predicted cultural collapse in 20 years. That book had tremendous impact on the left. Johnny Carson, I don't know if you were watching it then, in the early 70s, used to have this guy on constantly. And he bought into it. He's a very tall, elegant, articulate man, well-dressed, deep voice, and people believe this. It didn't happen. But the difference now is that was speculation. This is science. It's happening, and we have to make certain adjustments. That's the difference between then and now.
Hey, Mike, now, Mike, yeah. do you believe, as AOC said, you know, like a little less than a year ago, that in 12 years, and I saw on the CNN program, they were saying it's now down to 11 years. Yeah. 11 years that we are going to beyond the point of no return on global warming, despite the fact that it's not the United States that's the culprit. 85%, yeah. 85% yeah. Of the global warming problems are yeah. from other countries other than the U.S.
No, I don't think that's the global warming. I think that's the pollution of the ocean. Is from mainly other countries, China, India. Mark Stein told me Indonesia with the plastic. That's not a global warming issue coming from them. Although they are, you know, I'm not going to get into whether CO2 produces global warming. I don't want to get into that. But the pollution is from many, many countries, but it's a global problem. And we, as the leader, allegedly, of the world, or the free world, should try to adjust, particularly the plastic thing. No, I don't think the world is going to collapse. That's the equivalent of these people talking about the biblical end times. You know, this is a religion for the left, and they have their own secular, you know, apocalypse going. No, I think that's ridiculous. They're hysterical, and that's bad, and they're stampeding us. But we should try to make changes. Sometimes you have to make. We're going to get overpowered by our garbage. In our apartments, in the country, and the earth can only, and the oceans can only sustain so much.
But we've got science. We've got a way that we can make stuff out of hemp that nobody ever had any idea. Any idea?
Hemp.
Well, hemp. I mean, you can make stuff.
What are you talking about?
I'm just talking about you can make stuff that we use. Out of all kinds of different materials, and I'm not a scientist, but I know they're doing stuff with hemp, and they're doing stuff with a whole lot of different things that you would never say. You mean you can make, you know, shoe leather out of I'm not prepared to tell you, you know, what it is, but we have a way of making so we don't have to cut down so many trees, for instance. Paper, things like that. Anyway, recycled paper. We're already doing that. And if you say, well, be more judicious, if it's a water problem, only water three times a week. If it's an electricity problem, set your temperatures at 72 or 75 degrees. Have these smart thermostats. Go ahead, be my guest. Do it if you want. But don't force me to change my life when you've got a billion folks from China and India that are the cause of a lot of our problems. That's my approach to it. When I walk into a restaurant, and there are some restaurants, even here in Southern Nevada, where if you ask for a straw, they'll give you a straw. But they won't offer you a straw. They won't put a straw in the drink. They'll bring you the drink, and then if you say, can I have a straw? Oh, sure. And that's fine. If it saves a bunch of straws from being used, millions of straws from being used, great. But our planet is not going to succumb to a plastic straw. It just isn't. Or at least not anytime soon. You want to join us, you want to be a part of the show. And by the way, this whole thing was so bizarre. This whole climate change deal. And it's almost laughable. I mean, it really honestly is. By the way, did you see this thing last night? Ugh. We've talked a lot about Joe Biden and how Joe Biden is in, I think he's in a free fall. I think he is, Democrats are talking about this, Republicans are talking about this. Did you see Dr. Mark Siegel? This is cut 7. This was Dr. Mark Siegel, the medical guy for Fox News Channel. And he was on with Tucker Carlson last night on his confusion, Biden's confusion during this town hall, this climate change town hall. But there was something else that I didn't catch while I was watching it. I caught the confusion, which sounded like the onset of senility. But there was something else, and it was blood in the eye of Joe Biden. Did you see this? It was just incredible. This is Dr. Mark Siegel, cut 7. Tucker Carlson on the confusion, but also the blood in Biden's eye, a major concern after that CNN town hall. Here it is.
That saves billions of gallons of gasoline. I mean, billions of 2.3 billion dollars worth of, excuse me, $500 billion in savings and 2.something billion metric tons of CO2 going in the air. And so there's a whole range of things that are going on now in terms of, anyway, I'm taking too long. Sorry.
It's almost mean to put that on TV, and being honest, we feel a little bit bad about it. He's running for president, though, and that was on television live last night. So there you go. And then, as if that wasn't concerning enough, Biden appeared to have blood coming out of one of his eyes. Should we be worried about him? Dr. Mark Siegel is a Fox Medical contributor, and he joins us tonight. Doctor, thanks very much for coming on. So first to the more dramatic news, Biden did have blood in his eye. What might that have been?
Now, that's the more dramatic. And by the way, of course, I haven't examined them. I'm not his physician. But that appears to me [S2] Yes. [S1] To be something called a subconjunctival hemorrhage, which sounds worse than it is. It's a blood vessel leaking just below the eye. And usually it's benign. It goes away on its own and it's nothing to worry about. Now, as you get older, it can have something to do with high blood pressure or bleeding problems or circulatory problems. But most of the time, no. So that in itself looked worse than it probably was. But it does. The other clip you showed Tucker, where he appeared confused. That's been happening with increasing amount, where he forgot, seems to forget what state he's in, or the timeline of the Parkland school shooting. Things like that are really concerning to me. And again, I don't know the answer to why that's happening, but I want to point something out. He had those aneurysms clipped surgically back in 1988. You know what happened in 1990? We developed a new technique to do that where we went in through the artery itself, which was a miracle, a change. Now we do these procedures with something called a coil, which we put in right through the artery into the brain. It's a miraculous technological advancement. He didn't have that. He had a great surgeon who says that he's fine now, but I've looked at studies from 2000 and 2006. And again, I'm not necessarily talking about him. I'm talking about a patient who had the procedure he had with a one-centimeter aneurysm with some leaking into the brain. Down the line, you can see quite often cognitive changes, problems with thinking, problems with concentration, problems with orientation. So that's on my mind, that that's something that might be something we would consider. We don't know if it's true in his case.
No.
But I am seeing what looks like it could be problems with thinking, orientation, and memory.
That's a little scary. That's scary baggage to be carrying into a primary campaign for president. That's why I think he's done. I think Joe Biden is done. He's done. He's finished. You know, you can't just charm people. And any of you that have gotten up there in years, you know that your memory's not as good as it once was. Mine isn't, for crying out loud. But the fact is, you can't hide that when you're out on the campaign trail, jumping on and off airplanes and buses. That's hard work. And that's what's amazing about President Trump. You know, they talk about his fitness for office, but this guy's amazing. President Trump. Now the question is going to be, who is going to be the first Democrat that ends up dumping on Joe Biden? And saying, you know, essentially what Eric Swalwell said in California. You know, he had like 15 minutes of fame running for president. My guess is somebody is going to play the age card, and they're going to do it soon. They're going to try and get rid of him and get rid of him now. But when you see Dr. Mark Siegel on Fox News Channel talking the way he's talking, that to me is the death knell. That is it. There is no more after that. Stick around. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. You know what we do in this half hour. It's called our wall-to-wall free-for-all. We'll get to your calls coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Ronald in Nellis will join us next. And all the rest of you behind Ronald, stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. It is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com, and regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed. It's $1.29 Chicken Taco Day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 Chicken Tacos. Only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Berto's 24-hour taco shop with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal, illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. To your phone calls, go to Nellis, go to Ronald. Ronald, you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. I'll speak fast so somebody else can speak after me. Hey, Biden's wife is a doctor. You understand that, right?
Yes.
But I don't think she would let him be out there if he was going to hurt himself or, you know, think anything was going to go wrong. And one other thing I wanted to ask you, Kevin, why are the Republicans so weak? And I'll listen to you off there so other people can speak. Thanks, Kevin.
What do you mean by the Republicans being weak?
They don't fight. I mean, the only person out there, and I'm being honest about this, the only person I really see out there fighting is Donald Trump. Donald Trump's always fighting. Everything he does, he's fighting every day, 365. The other Republicans, you very seldom hear anybody out there other than Donald Trump out there fighting. I'll listen to you out there because there's other people.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Ronald. We have been weak-kneed in a lot of ways. We have not pushed the envelope. When the president, a great example is when the president offered, do you remember that photo op that he did at the White House with Chuck and Nancy? And do you remember how the president offered not 800,000 dreamers getting to stay in a path to citizenship, but he said, I'll do you one better, 1.8 million. Now, in return, I want merit migration. You know, you've got to have something to offer America. You're not just going to be a ward of the state, a public charge, as they say. And that would have been a great time to say, okay, Democrats, you got what you wanted. You wanted, 800,000 Dreamers. We'll give you 1.8 million. But we want these other things. But nobody ever called out the Democrats. The Democrats just kind of, they just crawled back under the rocks where they came from. I can't believe it. It's that bizarre. Go to Judy. Judy, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I have a couple of things. One is stop selling disposable diapers. Let parents learn how to use cloth diapers and recycle and wash them. Kids, first of all, kids didn't get the rashes that they get today with those stinking paper diapers. And we didn't have the landfill issues with poopy diapers being thrown out. That's number one. Number two, if we went back to less disposables, both in our homes and in the hospitals and care centers, you wouldn't have some of the needle problems. I remember the days when we sterilized syringes. We did not use this and throw away.
What do we do
all
now?
Sorts of things.
Tell me what we do now.
Now you use a syringe once and you throw it away. You dispose of them because they're plastics. The majority of them, if you're a diabetic at home, you get plastic needles to stick yourself with.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And we used to use, I mean, I remember Tupperware was a reusable product. Today, people get these plastic things and they don't reuse anything. It's ridiculous. So our garbage dumps are filled with all this plastic junk that can't be used. We've got needles that are there for the taking for any addict, which has also increased the problem with drug use. I truly believe that. And by the way, Biden has that blood eye. I'm a nurse for many years. Those blood eyes in somebody his age are possibly, especially with his history, are possibly indicative of something called transient ischemic attacks, like a mini stroke.
Oh, yeah.
Could explain everything. And as far as what the gentleman before me said, his wife doesn't give a damn. Just give her the money.
Wow. Judy, thank you there. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. That's going to bring us just about to the end of our broadcast day and our broadcast week. Next week at this time, we'll be getting ready to head to Northern Nevada and the Corley Ranch. I'm really excited about this. The 5th annual Basque Fry. Coming up next week, it's going to be so exciting. No, it really is. We'll preview what's going to be going on at the Basque Fry. And also, we'll have the results of the Republican elections in the state of Nevada. Who is going to lead the state of Nevada for Republicans? We'll be able to tell you on Monday. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your weekend, would you please? Live and local now.